So what I have here is a talking pedometer. It's about the size of a pack of chewing gum. It has a little belt clip that attaches to your belt. I think I paid $7 for, I don't know how many years I've had this. I bought it at the Carroll Center. I don't even know if they're on the market anymore. A couple of things about a pedometer. It has to be calibrated, meaning you have to know how many inches are your steps, and it wants you to measure 10 steps, which turns out to be a little more dicey than you first think, because you know, ooh, if I'm being measured, I'm going to walk very carefully, and you get a very inaccurate reading. So you really need a sighted person to help you with this. So you walk around for a while till you get into your normal pace, and then have somebody measure 10 steps. And that gets programmed into this thing. It's a little clamshell. It actually opens up. So there's a clip on it. It doesn't. And it uses a little battery. I actually changed the battery this morning on my way in here. I stopped at Radio Shack because the thing, I've used it for a while. Once you calibrate how many inches is a step for you, at that point, you can just put it into pedometer mode. It has little buttons on the inside. And as you walk along, it'll calculate your distance and it talks. It also has a clock mode, and it works like a little travel clock. It'll tell the current time. Okay, it just said I've taken 95 steps. I guess it's in pedometer mode now. It also has a 24-hour alarm that you can set. As a little travel clock, it's fine. You know, I figure for $7, I'll buy it for giggles. I've yet to use it as a pedometer because walking is, you know, it's much too healthy for my lifestyle.
Jeffrey, I actually have a pedometer. I don't know what's the one that you have there that I've used that I broke, and I got a new one recently in August from ILA, and they were $9.99. It sounds very similar to the one that you have.
Well, as a clock, it's like any other clock, and as a pedometer, it works if you are into that sort of thing. But my attitude is, you're going pretty much the same route, the same trips most of the time, and once you know that it's a quarter of a mile to that store, you know, like, do you need to know that every day? Or just once is enough, you know? So it's one of those gadgets that I sort of get the feeling that after you've used it for a while, it kind of winds up on the shelf, which is where it's been. I paid $6 and change for the button battery for this thing this morning. Almost as much as I paid to buy it, you know?
Yeah. After every 24 hours, how many steps you have taken, or you have to reset it?
You can reset it manually, otherwise it just keeps going until you tell it to stop. But as long as everybody understands, you do need a sighted person to help you calibrate this, and after that, it's fine.